Nothing was signaling that Greg was on the rear decking with Harold, which gave George a safe reason to set the AR-15 on his shoulder. If Greg were to see him with a loaded rifle, he would be on the phone to Wakehurst before he could even load the chamber. He stepped closer to the screen door and moved at a sideways pace to ensure he kept his arrival as quiet as possible. If Greg was here, and they weren't on the porch, Harold would be entertaining him at the kitchen table, providing a clear line of sight to the front door. George gave the screen door a slight nudge to ensure it hadn't been wedged shut, which it hadn't. It swung softly on its hinges, just as it had done the first day he arrived at Harold's.
"Is that you, son?"
George failed to answer and stepped to his right, pushing himself against the reception desk.
"Must have been the wind,"
Harold responded, much softer this time, as he directed his attention back to the dining table. There was a slim chance George would make it toward the staircase unseen, so he remained in his stance, arching himself backward over the desk in search of a hiding spot for his rifle. Anywhere in the reception area was a safe bet, given that Harold had no need to be behind it. The umbrella bucket would have been ideal if it wasn't October, and while he still may get away with holding it there, it appeared as if Greg had arrived with an umbrella, an emerald one to be exact.
"Great choice, buddy,"